Day 346, or December the 12th. Help is always at hand. Our thoughts today are rooted in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. The identity of the author of the letter to the Hebrews is uncertain. But whilst the writer's details may be questionable, the letter's inspiration is not in doubt. It is written to terrified Hebrews who have turned to Christ but are finding persecution unbearable and are tempted to go back to their old Jewish ways. They have been scattered as far as Rome and fear for their lives. The writer begins by stressing that Jesus is superior to the Hebrew prophets and to the heavenly angels. He goes on to remind them that Jesus has lived here on earth just like them and therefore can empathize when we are in trouble. And now our action step for today. When the great composer Peter Tchaikovsky completed his first violin concerto, he dedicated it to the Russian Tsar and asked the Tsar's personal court violinist to play it for its premier performance. It is hard to grasp Tchaikovsky's utter desperation when the manuscript was handed back to him as impossible to play. As no one had ever previously played it, maybe it was impossible. Sadly, it took several years before it was successfully performed, but how the composer must have suffered and doubted himself, and he was sure that no one understood. How dreadful it would be for us to go through the trials of life, thinking that God didn't really understand either. The writer to the Hebrews tells us that not only is Jesus superior to prophets and angels, but he, Jesus, has suffered and been tempted and is therefore ideally suited to help and support us. Remember, you are not alone and you are not going through anything that God doesn't fully understand and therefore can't empathize with you. Jesus has been there before you and is waiting to hold your hand.